Message in a Bottle. Welcome to episode 62 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. And do dreams stay hidden if they stay inside of a bottle, like the message in a bottle? I wonder if it's sort of like the tree falling in the forest, and does anyone hear it if no one's around? Does it make a sound? I don't know, but the dreams that are not yet found, how do we get them out? Do we tease them out? Do we force them out? Do we just let them come out on their own sweet agenda? I don't think so. I think we have to force them out. I think we have to get them out into the wild and see what happens. If you're thinking, you know what, I'm just going to do this all in my next life, that's fine if you're a cat. If you're not a cat, we have this life, and that's what I found out, and that's when I started writing, and that's when I started finding my dreams in the bottle and letting them out, tearing out that little paper, breaking the bottle open, seeing what happens. And what's the worst that happened? My only regret? That I didn't let them out sooner. Here's chapter 3 from my book Spark. It's titled, appropriately, Message in a Bottle. Thanks so much for listening. This is Bradley Charbonneau for Repossible Podcast. There's usually a choice. It's usually yours. Chapter 3, Message in a Bottle. If dreams are trapped inside and aren't let out, are they still real? Quote, it's the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life interesting. Unquote. Paulo Coelho. When dreams come true, I imagine fireworks and tears of joy and some kid with a huge grin on her face. This, of course, is after the dream was created, given permission to exist, and realized. But what about those dreams that are still bottled up inside of a child, or worse, an adult, that were never given permission to come out and play? Frankly, I wonder what's worse. To have started a dream and never quite achieved it, or to have never let the genie out of the bottle to see what happens. They both sound pretty awful to me, which is why I want to set them free. Make sure we pull them out of our kids, even when we might think they're stuck. You know that nasty hair in the shower drain? You think you just have a little bit of it and you pull it up, but then you get this big, nasty glob of hair? The dreams of your child might be like that. Hiding out in the drain of the shower, needing just the tiniest of extra efforts and patience to set it free. Is it time to check the shower drain? Is it time to check what dreams might be stuck in your child? Is it time to check what dreams might be stuck in you?